In Swindle v. Benton County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, 2023, ARC App 98, an attorney representing an accident victim in a personal injury case sought to enforce a lien for his fees incurred in the civil case against a restitution order in a criminal case. The trial court denied the attorney's motion for declaratory judgment, and on appeal, the Court of Appeals agreed. Judge Barrett explained, Ken Swindle appeals the August 24, 2021 order of the Benton County Circuit Court granting the appellee's motions for dismissal and for judgment on the pleadings and denying Swindle's motion for summary judgment. On appeal, Swindle argues the Circuit Court erred, 1, in considering and ruling on the appellee's motions because they lack standing to object to Swindle's attorney lien, 2, in granting the appellee's motions and denying Swindle's motion for summary judgment based upon its erroneous interpretation of ARC Code and Section 16-22-304, and 3, in the alternative, any dismissal should have been without prejudice. We affirm. On April 14, 2021, Swindle filed a petition for declaratory judgment alleging his right to funds based on the attorney's lien granted to him by Mr. Saucedo. On May 10 and 11, 2021, an answer and a motion for judgment on the pleadings were filed, respectively, on behalf of Nathan Smith, both individually and in his official capacity as the representative of the Benton County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. In the motion for judgment on the pleadings, Mr. Smith argued Swindle's petition for declaratory judgment failed to present a justiciable issue, failed to comply with the Arkansas Declaratory Judgment Act because it failed to include all interested parties in the matter. Specifically, Swindle failed to include Mr. Saucedo and the Arkansas Crime Victims Reparations Board, and that Swindle failed to state a claim upon which relief could be granted under Rule 12b-6 of the Arkansas Rules of Civil Procedure. Mr. Smith additionally argued the individual claim against him was barred by the doctrine of sovereign immunity. On May 11, 2021, Swindle filed an amended petition for declaratory judgment in which he added the Arkansas Crime Victims Reparation Board as a defendant and dropped Mr. Smith in his individual capacity from his lawsuit, leaving the Benton County Prosecutor's Office and the Benton County Circuit Court Clerk's Office as named defendants. On July 21, 2021, the Benton County Circuit Court Clerk's Office filed a motion to dismiss, alleging Swindle's petition warranted dismissal because Mr. Saucedo was a necessary party and had not been named in the case, and the issue was not ripe for controversy. On July 26, 2021, Swindle filed a motion for summary judgment. A hearing on the parties' motions was held on August 16, 2021, and the Circuit Court granted the appellee's motions to dismiss and for judgment on the pleadings and denied Swindle's motion for summary judgment. In its order, the Circuit Court found, 1, Mr. Saucedo was an interested person to the case, 2, the civil action Saucedo v. Duran, case number 04-CV-20-1673, for which Swindle was employed, was a different action from the criminal case of State v. Duran Macias, case number 04-CR-20-1676. Therefore, Swindle was not entitled to enforcement of an attorney's lien. And 3, Swindle failed to state a claim for relief pursuant to Arkansas Rule of Civil Procedure 12b-6. Standing. For his first point on appeal, Swindle argues the appellees lacked standing to object to his attorney's lien. Swindle contends the appellees lack standing because they do not have a personal stake in the outcome of the matter. Swindle is correct that a party must have a personal stake in the outcome of the matter to have standing. However, his argument ignores the clear evidence in this case demonstrating exactly why the appellees have a personal stake in the outcome of this matter by the mere fact they were named defendants in the suit he filed against them. End of quote. Denial of motion for summary judgment. There is no appeal normally from a denial of a motion for summary judgment except in limited circumstances as involving immunity, which is not an issue here. whether the civil action in which the lien was claimed was different from the criminal case. Quote, Swindle further argues that the Circuit Court misinterpreted Art Code Ann Section 16-22-304 when it found that the civil action for which Swindle was employed was a different action than the criminal case to which the restitution funds attached. Swindle argues these errors by the Circuit Court led to the erroneous granting of the appellee's motion for dismissal and judgment on the pleadings. Here we are presented with two very straightforward issues. Whether the Circuit Court abused its discretion in granting the appellee's motions to dismiss and for judgment on the pleadings for 1. Swindle's failure to state sufficient facts or a claim for which relief can be granted under Arkansas Rule of Civil Procedure 12b-6, and 2. Swindle's failure to join necessary parties under Arkansas Rule of Civil Procedure 12b-7. As to the Rule 12b-6 dismissal and judgment on the pleadings, Swindle's petition did not state a cognizable claim under the law. A lien only applies to the cause of action specifically enumerated in the notice. Art Code Ann Section 16-22-304A2-3. Further, an attorney is only entitled to a lien on the proceeds of the same cause of action for which the attorney was employed to represent the client. Grayson v. Bank of Little Rock, 334 Arc 180. Swindle is only entitled to a lien on the proceeds from Saucedo v. Duran Macias, case number 04-CV-20-1673, the case in which he was hired to represent Mr. Saucedo. End of quote. Failure to join a necessary party. The declaratory judgment action did not include the attorney's client, which was fatal because of the necessity of joining a necessary party under Arkansas Rule of Civil Procedure 19. Quote, The plain language of Rule 19 demonstrates Mr. Saucedo is a necessary party to this case because the restitution funds Swindle claims he has an attorney's lien on belong to Mr. Saucedo. If those funds are used to pay Swindle pursuant to the lien, Mr. Saucedo's ability to protect that interest is impaired, and the appellees are subject to a substantial risk of incurring inconsistent obligations by reason of his claimed interest. Arkansas Rule of Civil Procedure 19. Swindle's failure to join Mr. Saucedo as a necessary party warranted dismissal under Arkansas Rule of Civil Procedure 12b-7. Therefore, we hold that the Circuit Court did not abuse its discretion in granting the appellee's motions for dismissal and judgment on the pleadings. End of quote. Whether dismissal with prejudice was proper. The dismissal with prejudice was correct, the opinion reasoned, because, quote, when a pleading is dismissed because it is legally insufficient, it is proper to dismiss the claim with prejudice. End of quote. End of decision.